This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wait a minute, no shots. Richie, stop planting ideas in my head, will you? You scare me to death. Seven after.
I was late for work.
Not all that where you were, but that's all right. Eight. Well, seven past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn. And you pick the real headline out of the following. I have three headlines. Pick the real one. Are you ready?
Okay. I'll play.
Ready.
Right. Goat boy found in Amazon. That's A. Ooh, B. Okay. Passionate monkey makes love to squirrel. C. Vending machine kills prankster.
I hope it's the vending machine kills prankster.
Yeah, me too. I mean, the monkey thing, I don't even want to go there.
I don't
what about you, Kenny?
Yeah, I'll go with the vending
machine. Vending machine like kills prankster.
Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, you guys, we are so smart.
Very smart.
Yay.
Yay. Factoid of the day, President Andrew Jackson spent most of his adult life with a bullet 2 inches away from his heart as a result of a duel he fought before becoming president. Do you know that?
Did not.
Had no relationship to Jose Canseco whatsoever. Nothing. Get it?
Yes, that's stupid.
His finger. What?
I mean, who would agree to a duel?
I challenge you to a deal.
I challenge you to a deal.
The deal. Remember that was the episode?
If somebody ever walked up to me and
said, I challenge you to a deal.
Well, I challenge you to a duel, you fool.
Boom. You're dead.
That, the scene out of Indiana Jones.
Duel over. Right.
Remember that?
When, yeah.
And that was, by the way, that whole scene was impromptu. He had the flu that day. Did you ever hear that story?
Yeah, he was sick and couldn't do all the stunts that they wanted him to do.
And he was
decided to wing it and won. Great.
Dr. Ken Kronos joins us with the medical news of the week. Hopefully it's not all about Ebola. Dr. Joy Brown later in the hour to promote happiness. Does happiness actually make you more successful? Meanwhile, according to news reports today, a certain private Catholic school was recently faced with a unique problem. A number of 12-year-old girls beginning to use lipstick. They put it on in the bathroom, was fine provided it was of natural or neutral skin tone, but after they put on the lipsticks, they were thinking, oh, this is great, I love these. And then they would sort of say, up yours to the nuns, they'd leave the lip print on their mirror. In the girls' bathroom. Every night, the maintenance man would go in and wash it off. Next day, girls would put the
I'd kick those girls back in school on. So fast.
Finally, the principal, Sister Mary Marvelous, I don't know if that's her real name, but that's what they called her.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah.
That's great.
Decided something had to be done. So she called all the girls into the bathroom, met the maintenance man there, explained that all these lip prints were causing a problem for the custodian who had to clean the mirror every night. You can imagine where the princesses were on this. So to demonstrate how difficult it had been to clean the mirror, Sister Mary Marvelous asked the maintenance man to show the girls how much effort it was to clean off the lipstick.
This is great. Good.
So he took out a squeegee and a cloth, a washcloth, dipped it into the toilet bowl, and cleaned the mirror. Since then,
I love it.
No lip prints on the mirror.
That's funny.
Okay, how many people are tired of going into restaurants and hearing the waitresses refer to you as guys? This upset me so much. Mary was embarrassed, I think, to a point over the weekend. We went into a couple of different places, and on Sunday morning, we sometimes go out for a little, we go to a little diner and have a little quick breakfast on Sunday morning before we get started with our day. And this woman, she so annoyed me. She kept calling us guys, and I said, we're not guys. Well, and then I sort of said, I've been in three places the last couple of days, and all the waitresses refer to the customers as you guys.
I do that all the time.
Them being referred to as darling, honey, sugar, sweetie.
You mean the waitresses?
Waitresses. Yeah. Oh, my dad used to do it, and it's just old school.
Yeah.
You know, no, it was.
Ever embarrass you?
Darling, and it was just a term of affection. I'm like, Dad, come on now.
How old were you when you said that to your father?
30, I guess.
Come on,
darling. But I mean, think about it. Think about what they get called on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they should refer to their customers as ma'am or sir or whatever it is. But
yeah,
but
guys is such a term that's so prevalent. I use it all the time. Hey guys, what's up, guys? Hi guys.
I don't notice it with you, but it really got annoying. So I said something to this waitress, and she looked at me and looked at Meredith and said, there's only two waitresses in here today. We haven't got enough help, and I'm in no mood to listen to you complain.
Wow.
And I looked at Meredith, and
then she spit in your food.
Well, you know what? No, she tried to make up for it afterwards because my face turned red, and I pushed the chair back, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere else. And then we decided to stay. It wasn't bad breakfast, and she was very nice.
Wait, did we decide to stay, or did Meredith tell you were staying?
No.
If I were Meredith, I would make you stay.
Really?
After you said something, yes. I would be like, we're not going to leave now.
What's the big deal?
What, you guys?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, the women are not guys. I don't like men.
So.
A woman referred to as a guy.
Wow.
What? Wow.
What a chivalrous man.
I know, right. Chivalry's not
sticking
dead
up for your women.
That's it.
Yeah.
We have Dr. Ken Kronos
here. Thank God she's got you, because I don't know what she'd do without you.
That's... I pass that along. 13 and change after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos up next here on Good Day.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient toxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This Wednesday, crank it up.
Let's do this!
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. With performances by Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Warren and Georgia Lunch, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Dirk Bentley, Lady Annabella. Plus, Ariana Grande teams up with Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert with Meghan Trainor. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday, 8/7 Central on ABC.
Time now for us to visit with Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to sort of get a feel from Ken's perspective as the important stories of the week, and we have all this Ebola stuff. Frankly, Ken, I would like to go around the Ebola stuff unless there's something that's really important. This is the same old stuff over and over again.
Well, there is some good news. The number of new cases is slowing in Liberia. Burials are declining and labs are getting fewer. There are fewer tests, according to the World Health Organization. But, you know, the news is the same. The way it's being handled is not the prettiest.
Well, it's the lady who came back, was Miss Hickox, the nurse, who came back from the theater of war, if you will, and had 101 temperature, was quarantined, said what she saw at the airport at Newark was confusion, no leadership, disorganization, all that sort of thing, which is kind of what you'd expect under the circumstances. And so,
well, she's refusing to be quarantined and threatening that she's going to bring a lawsuit. She's refusing to even be self-monitored at home for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, because she's selfish. I mean, I think there's another nurse in Texas who's taking the opposite approach, voluntary quarantine for 21 days, and seems to be everybody's different. I guess that's the way you're born. Well,
but
the very
Defense
selfish.
Department is requiring that military be quarantined for 3 weeks, and they're taking such a different approach between the military and the non-military, and she's actually a Marine nurse.
42 U.S. soldiers are in quarantine in a complex in Italy after returning from Ebola missions.
So why are the American people so confused? They're requiring the military, and then they're giving the people who go there as healthcare workers a totally different approach.
Mm-hmm.
So why are the Americans confused?
I don't know. That's a question for later. Let's talk about this compound in cocoa found, which reverses age-related memory loss. That sounds like good news.
This is good news. Out of Nature Neuroscience this week, Doug, in case you need another reason to love chocolate, there's a new study that suggests flavanols are a natural compound found in cocoa tea and some vegetables that can reverse age-related memory loss. Flavanols extracted from cocoa beans improve connections between nerves in a part of the brain involved in memory formation. Flavanols, they reverse mild memory loss in older adults.
All right. And the first human mini stomach grown in laboratory conditions. What's that scoop?
It's not a medical journal, Nature. It's the first functional three-dimensional human stomach tissue in a laboratory. It is grown by scientists using human pluripotent stem cells. The pluripotent stem cells, they can become any cell type in the body, and this effort presents new opportunities for drug discovery, modeling early stages of stomach cancer, and studying some of the underpinnings of obesity-related diabetes.
Wow. That's how people get their hair back, by using Provia. All of our cells change every single day. Well, not all of them, but every 3 weeks, hair going out but not coming back in is a problem. How does Provia fix that?
Provia is a nice alternative for people looking for a natural way to help. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, and many things happen in our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe that hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I don't have to worry about hair implants, going for a consultation, fuller and thicker hair as promised."
800-543-5817 for Provia to get your hair back naturally. 800-543-5817. Mention Dr. Ken. Get a super concentrative for me. 800-543-5817.
Yeah. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Metallica has been in our ears a lot lately, for whatever the reason. Perhaps one of them is now the announcement that Craig Ferguson, with his leaving the Late Late Show on CBS, is going to have Metallica all week. They will be there playing with him every night, sit in for an interview, perform some songs every night, that sort of thing. This is on the anniversary of the reissue of the Metallica documentary, Some Kind of Monster. Goes out, I think, late in November, if I'm not mistaken. It'll be in the record stores, a vinyl pressing of their new song, Lords of Summer. How's that going to work? That comes out the day after Thanksgiving. How do you do vinyl if there's nothing to play vinyl on?
Well, no. Record players are the hot USB record players.
The trendy kids have them, yeah.
Really? Sure, yeah. It's big.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Back again.
Up next, Richie has a good story from Kid Rock.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long.
Yes, I do know, Richie.
I used to think that Kid Rock was kind of a punk.
I love him.
And just as he's matured, and I guess as I've matured and got to know him, and actually got the opportunity to see him once or twice, what a good guy. So apparently, 30-year-old Dan McGurk, who has Down syndrome, was celebrating his birthday the other day in Michigan, which is where Kid Rock lives. And he's been sending Kid Rock letters and emails and tweets and just telling him how he's his favorite. Well, Kid Rock decided to show up for his birthday party and signed and gave him a guitar, a baseball hat, and a couple of pictures, and spent 15, 20 minutes with him just talking, chatting about the music and everything. And you should see this guy.
How old is he again?
30-year-old.
And what's his prognosis?
Down syndrome. And his parents and his family were there. He lit up when he saw Kid Rock walking through that restaurant. And it's not like he just walked in and said, hey, how you doing? Here's a guitar balloon. I mean, he sat down and just really gave the guy a moment he'll remember. And it was
Why not?
That's the great power of celebrity.
That's the great power of good, decent people. Here's another story, not exactly like the one you've just given us to think about, Richie. The story of Brittany Maynard, as she gets closer to her demise, she's trying to fulfill her bucket wish list. And by the way, she has advanced brain cancer. I think I do remember talking about her a month or so ago when it first came that she came out that she wanted to do she wanted to take her own life. Oregon's death with dignity law allows her to do that. And I think I remember specifically saying I supported that. I've said it whenever I've seen any of these stories, because I think it's none of the state's business. It's none of your business. It's nobody's business. If she wants to end her life, that's her decision. Let her make it. Let her do it. So before she does that, however, she wanted to visit the Grand Canyon, and so that's what she's doing this week. So the essence of her deciding to do all of the things that she wanted to do in her life that she hadn't, throwing caution to the wind and casting her fate to the wind, in essence, she goes to the Grand Canyon, does a few other things. So what else do you find out about her, Jen?
I just know that she's young just from seeing her pictures. I don't even know if she is 40 yet.
Yeah.
I'm not in her shoes.
Yep. And you would never know what...
You'd never know what you do or what you... But at this point in my life, I still believe in miracles.
Yeah, well, and you want to enjoy every...
You're an example of that, I think, in a sense, although you never thought about taking your own life when you knew you had cancer.
Hodgkin's lymphoma. I mean, if you die from Hodgkin's lymphoma, you're really ignoring it's like everything. You shouldn't die from Hodgkin's lymphoma.
No.
But, you know, still... I've got to think that I want to live every last moment. But
that's you.
Yeah.
And God love you because you did.
Especially because religion, I don't know. I just feel like there's a plan for everybody, I think.
And if that's, if my ticket's going to be punched, my ticket's going to be punched. But I'm
punching you.
28 past the hour.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then-Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient toxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical setting.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. gallon. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Next Step and Good Day program. What's happening with you? That's happening. That's the latest. President Obama is traveling to Portland, Maine today for a campaign event. Representative Mike Michaud.
I wonder how much that's cost.
Close contest for governor there. Really? Who would be in Maine especially? Why would Obama? I can't imagine.
That's he's going to visit that nurse in
Queens. Right, I have a hug of the nurse. Right. Let's see here. There are some real radical messages. The Senate race in North Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina County. Which, excuse me, one is it? We had
North Carolina.
It was $100 million this guy spent already.
Yeah, North Carolina, right?
$100 million. We did the math, and it was it $3 billion if everybody spent $100 million. There are 33 races in the Senate. Everybody spends $100 million. That would be a $3 billion ticket for a job that pays less than $200,000 a year.
Yep.
You don't think there's something else going on here?
Exactly. There's power in
and that's only the money we know about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How much money was kind of underground spent?
I find very interesting here, boys and girls, Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and all of you.
Yeah, guys.
Democrats seem to be, did I say guys?
No, boys.
We just did.
Yeah. The Latino voters and the younger voters that have been pretty solidly in the Democratic camp, not doing so well in the polls. Either the younger voters and Latinos are going to stay home, or they're going to vote for, if they find moderate Republicans.
They're staying home.
They want to.
They didn't get what they were promised, and they're disenfranchised.
I didn't get what I was promised. Really?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the. You have to be bought. It isn't that you understand the issues. It's I didn't get what I was supposed to get, so I'm staying home.
Well, I mean, all these things were promised, and where's that now? Where's my job?
Hope and change.
Right.
You got a job? Do I have to have a job in America? You can collect. What do you need a job for?
No, sure. My minimum wage got raised, but I need a job for that to help me out.
Right. All right, let's see here. Situation with the FDA agency has cleared Pfizer's Trememba to prevent a subtype of meningococcal disease.
Meningococcal.
The reason I bring this up is because last night or the night before last, we were watching something on television. Every single ad was for a drug. And every single ad, it's 20 seconds of why you should take the drug and 30 seconds of why you shouldn't take the drug.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
I know.
I don't even begin. I wouldn't go near any of those drugs. I don't even begin to understand the advertising, the thinking that would bring somebody around to thinking that was cool. The thinking, okay, yeah, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to get this drug. Oh, but wait a minute. It'll do this to me if I take it?
I want to meet the guy that says, oh, you know what? That can't be bad. When he hears anal bleeding.
Yeah, it's always something from your rear end. Why is it always something from your rear end?
You know, I'm thinking.
Like, it could cause you to have explosive bouts of diarrhea. You know, who wants that?
I'll take the heart attack. Thank you very much.
By the way, with the elections in a focus, may I go back for a second, boys and girls?
Okay.
Election day is next Tuesday.
Very good, Dudley. Yeah.
If you look at the issues that are being discussed, there are people who are upset about health care for sure, Ebola. The defining issue is still Bill Clinton's "It's the economy, stupid."
Yep. Mm-hmm.
James Carville created that. Jobs, housing, taxes, they are all about money. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago? And the answer is no, 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 and no. For 95%.
The economy is better every way you measure it, we're being told.
Yeah, by we being told that.
Do you know that home ownership is at a 20-year low?
Yeah.
Like down to like 63 or 65%.
The banks are making it very difficult. If you haven't got a 20% down payment, forget it. So
home ownership down to 64.4%, lowest since 1983.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make it easy for you to get a house anymore or keep it.
So what do you do?
You when they made it easy to get a house, look what happened to it.
Then everybody did. You're right.
Right. So I mean, there's got to be this happy medium. But right now, they're apparently choking the whole industry.
Are you excited? Basketball starts today.
Yes,
right tonight.
I am. My brother has season tickets, and I get to go for free quite a few times during the season.
So basketball, hockey started too, right, Jen?
Yeah.
Hockey's already in session.
Baseball season's over. The National League team won.
That's happy. The National League team won.
I'm happy for the National League, but the Giants.
Well, Jen and I are National League.
Mm-hmm. I know you are. And I'm an American League person, and so is Kenny. So we cancel each other out. LeBron James.
No, I'm National. Sorry.
Are you really?
Nice to meet you.
Can I just say something about the San Francisco Giants? Congratulations. Okay, whatever. Everybody wanted the underdog, the Royals, to win.
Yeah.
There are people in this world who just know how to get it done when it needs to be done.
And those you can guys, be so good on paper and just stink in the offseason.
Yeah, those guys, when it gets down to it and it needs to get done, that double play they pulled in the fourth or fifth inning was nothing short of amazing, a miracle. And what Baumgartner did with that five innings he pitched.
Madison Baumgartner.
Unbelievable.
Yep. A great name.
It just they pulled off some plays where you're just like, this is crazy. So as much as I wanted Kansas City to win and as much as everybody wanted the underdog, you got to give it to those guys. They know how to get it done when need be.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can give it to them. I don't care too.
I know.
LeBron James is another example. He reminds me of Kobe Bryant and some of these other whining, spoiled, no good whatever.
Yeah, but I don't like a hate mail, so I'm just going to shut up about
makes LeBron. His return to Cleveland, 20,000 fans in the arena paying $1,000 a ticket.
Basketball is super expensive.
Speaking of L.A., Jennifer.
Yes, Dougie. This is where I am.
Los Angeles is hosting the first annual Hello Kitty Con.
Thank God.
Starting today, in celebration devoted to the kitty. What is it? Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. So Little Tokyo is going to be the site for the festival. Toy collectors, art inspired by Hello Kitty. This is a British girl, not a cat, folks.
Meow.
Got it?
Got it.
I'm surprised I knew that.
No, I think you would know Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. This is Dougie. We are about to pause a moment. When we come back, we'll have Joy here.
Who knew there would be singing? I'm going home now.
Really?
And end scene.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the mud, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This Wednesday, crank it up.
Let's do this!
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. With performances by Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Warren and Georgia Lunch, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Dirk Bentley, Lady Annabella. Plus, Ariana Grande teams up with Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert with Meghan Trainor. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Dr. Joy Brown is with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can
wait a minute, she is.
Huh. And you've been so busy yakking.
Yes, we were.
But, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding,
hold
ding.
Hold on, I'll get it right here.
All right. So Dr. Joy Brown is on this program when Richie's got his head screwed on straight. The website, drjoy.com, full of information about relationships, how to make yourself happier, okay, how to work your way through issues that all of us have. You can call her toll toll-free line any time of the day or night and ask her a question, which she'll answer on the air from noon to 3 any day. Find out where she is by going to drjoy.com. And the phone number is 855-99-DR-JOY. Who couldn't remember that? 855-99-DR-JOY. Okay, Joy, that name in and of itself promotes happiness. I bet a lot of people ask you the, it's sort of an innocuous question, but how can I be happy, Dr. Joy?
Well, I think you choose. I mean, I think that happiness really is a choice.
Yep.
That things happen to everybody, and the question is not, you know, why did it happen, but how do we respond? And so, I'll give you a quick example, which is, you know, with the Ebola stuff going on the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And so I literally ended up giving talks on the subway.
As she coughs.
Yeah, as she coughs.
Talks on the subway.
Fever.
Yeah.
They're running fever, so it's okay. Excuse me, although that nurse is making. I know. All right, so I said to people, look, one of two things is true with Ebola. Because basically we still don't know why the 20% of people, not who are exposed to it, but who actually have Ebola, survive. But we don't know the difference between that group and those that succumb, number one. Number two, that there may be the issue that Americans, for example, and Canadians are just have better nutrition, better health care, better sanitation, so that we're going to be less susceptible, plus the American medical system, which, to be quite honest, I have a little less faith in. Or it's not true that, in fact, this is a pandemic. So my birthday was last week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I got a card from DSW saying $5 off shoes. Well, I got to tell you, the last thing in the world I need is another pair of shoes, but $5 off. So I went and looked, and I found these boots that were on sale, and plus I had $5 off, and I thought, I don't need these boots. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to die in the next couple months, mm-hmm. I'm going to get these. So I bought the boots, and those are called my Ebola boots. Mm-hmm. And I've told everybody that story because, for me, that is exactly the answer to the question that you asked. Is there things in this life that we have no control over? And there's worrying about something over which you have no control is just a waste.
And that's
just
the Ebola.
Bleed it off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
other things. Yeah,
but
right.
And so you do what you can do, which at that moment I figured this $25 pair of boots is going to make me happy, and therefore I should offer these $25 pair of boots. They're my Ebola boots, and that, I think, is the answer. It doesn't necessarily have to do with buying something.
It's funny, though. You're so right. You watch, I'm just logged into Facebook, and you can see people who choose to live life and be happy, and people who choose to be angry at everything, scared of everything. Everything gets them down. I unfriend people who all of their posts are just about the misery of life. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. You know what? I'm going to have a good time today, whether you're moaning and bitching or not.
If you want to be,
I'm
going to
have fun.
Your life.
Well, that's I mean,
so go whine in the corner.
If someone says no one's going to take, they use this term. Unfortunately, they said no one could take away my joy from me, and I thought, are we talking about me? And I don't think they were. I'm just saying.
So let's go. My daughter said something the other day. Somebody made me.
Doug Steffen.
And I said, be quiet. And I said, nobody can make you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You are the one who decides whether you do this or
do
that.
So she said, so Dad, I'm not going to bed, and right. I'm not eating my spinach.
Well, no.
You can't make me.
With reaction to how she feels.
Right. You know, let me just say one thing about feelings. Feelings, none of us have any control over. Behavior, we have to have ultimate control over. Our feelings just happen. We're going to feel sad. We're going to feel happy. But we can choose what to do with those feelings. And when your daughter says, I don't have to eat her spinach, she's just going to remind you, you said nobody can make her do anything.
Right. To the finish line, Popeye.
All right, he's not going to shut up until we let him.
Listen, you let me? What do you mean, until you let me?
Go ahead. It's your turn now.
How do you, we're successful. We get to that point of being successful and being happy. How do you stay that way after you have made it?
But happiness isn't like a destination.
Well, for some it is, though. That's what they think, Joy.
Well, but I think that's, you know, people who will sort of smile at a kid with, with a dirty face, or smile at a sunset, or smile at the fact that that they just bench pressed five more pounds than they did before, are going to be a lot happier than people who need to win the lottery to be happy. Mm-hmm. So choose to be happy by small things on an ongoing basis. But happiness, like life, is a dynamic state. It's going to change, and the things that made you happy at 20 are not necessarily going to be things that make you happy at 40, and the things that made you happy yesterday may not be exactly what you have in mind today. It's a changing kind of thing, but you can always opt for, all right, what are my options here? I can choose to be unhappy about this. I can choose to learn from it. And anything you learn from is a gift, right? People pay $65,000 a year to go to Harvard. Right. If you can learn from something that didn't seem very, very happy or good at the time, you can go on from it.
I think one of the things I've observed with people that I know who are control freaks, they're never really happy.
Have control.
No. Exactly so.
A control freak will never control everything he wants to control.
Right. Yep. So they're not happy.
You guys actually don't need me. Just kind of, go ahead and
learn this stuff.
We don't need Rich. We do need you.
Aww.
Well, check out
love you all,
because I'm the one that makes the music
go
louder.
Be happy today. Be happy.
DrJoy.com. 855-99.
DrJoy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't. It's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they? The Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
You know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump? Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
Putting on the Ritz by Gene Wilder and Peter Boyle from the movie Young Frankenstein, which was the number one Halloween movie in 1974. Nothing but foolishness. Mel Brooks at his best. Silly, silly, silly stuff.
Chucker is Seth, what's his face? Seth MacFarlane. Anywhere even close to replacing Mel Brooks?
No.
No, he's not in that league.
He's a smug, smarmy.
But he's trying to do stupid slapstick comedy. Nobody else is, and it's funny.
Stupid.
Different generation. You know, the interesting thing about Mel Brooks, 1974, think about this. Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein released the same year. I mean, that's incredible.
Wow.
I hosted a revival. I did a revival of Young Frankenstein about 4 months ago, and that number with Gene Wilder and Peter Boyle singing on the Ritz is as funny and brilliant and genius a scene as you'll ever see in a movie on the big screen.
So let me ask
really
you this.
Amazing.
Could you do a revisit to the movie Blazing Saddles nowadays? It's as fun PC as that movie is. Could Mel Brooks even make a movie
today? I know exactly what you're saying, but it plays very popular in the revival circuit around the country.
It's a fine movie.
It's screened many dozens of times around the country during the calendar year.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you, which scary movie series is your favorite? A, Halloween. B, Friday the 13th. C, Nightmare on Elm Street. D, Saw. E, Paranormal Activity. F, Other. G, I don't like scary movies. That's me. We'll get Chucker's answer to this in just a moment here on Good Day.
Doug Steffens, The Dick. Rich McFadden.
Imagine what this song would be now, nowadays. We're bringing illegals over the border and the big old convoy tonight. Coming through the Mexican border.
Doug Steffens, The Dick. Now this is what Willis is talking about.
Alright, so Chuck, the poll asks, which scary movie series is your favorite? What's yours? You're the expert when it comes to scary movies.
It's Halloween because it's Halloween. You know, John Carpenter's theme music fits the season, you know, like a glove. And I love the original film, and I like Halloween 2 a lot. I think it's one of the more underrated sequels. It sort of plays like a perfect book and the original film, and I like Halloween 3 and 4.
How many are there?
And H2O. I think there's a total of 8, I believe.
Really? And they still doing them? Would they do another one?
And the two Rob Zombie remakes, which I don't even recognize because I despise them that much.
Really? Halloween. But you've seen all these, right? Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Saw. You like all that stuff.
Yeah, I have them on an endless loop at my house.
And his daughters were
again. Yeah.
All right, what's in movie news today, Chucker?
Chris Nolan's Interstellar, which opens on November 7th, starring Matthew McConaughey, now getting wildly split reaction among the nation's top critics. While some, what I read, really dig the movie, some find the movie interesting but hollow in terms of storytelling. We'll see how that plays out at the box office when the film hits theaters next week. Nightcrawler, which hits theaters tomorrow, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, who I believe lost like 25 or 30 pounds.
It looks freaky in this movie.
It's getting one of the strongest marketing campaigns I remember in recent memory for a non-superhero action movie. It must be really good for the studio to spend that much money on TV trailers.
And there has to be Oscar buzz if he lost weight, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Jennifer guaranteed Oscar. And one other bit of TV news, the planned spinoff of The Walking Dead pilot has a director and should start filming before year's end. I'm a big fan, as you know, of The Walking Dead. I think it has probably the best social media marketing campaign for a TV show I've ever seen.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, here every day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.